And joining us now is Oregon head coach Kelly Graves. Coach, if you would begin with a brief opening statement, and then we'll open it up for media questions.
Well, good morning, everyone. We obviously are riding high after two really tough, hard fought games in the desert, and we're able to win our first regular season championship since 2000. Our kids are pretty excited about that. We feel blessed and fortunate. We played really hard and competed, and even though we're still a young team, I thought our team showed some great resilience over an 18 game schedule. We kind of weathered an important injury in the middle of the season, and it's obviously great to have Lexi Bando back. She had a nice weekend for us with her in the lineup. We were actually 11-0, anyway, we're just excited to kind of get a new season going, put the past behind us, and look at what's next.
And now we'll open it up for questions from the media.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one if you would like to ask a question. And your first question is from the line of Michelle Smith with Pac-12.com.
Hey, Kel, a deep run in this tournament has been a little elusive for the program, but obviously you guys come in as the number one seed. You've got players who were there last year and experienced. What do you have a good sense of what you tell them it takes to go all the way to the end of this tournament?
Same thing we've been telling them for the past 18 games. It's just one game at a time. We just want to win that first one. Utah, Colorado. That's all that we can worry about, and that's what's ahead of us. And we'll take the rest as it comes. But I think our kids have done a really nice job of being able to focus on just that one game at a time. So we don't think big picture. We haven't set goals of winning the Pac-12, the Pac-12 tournament. NCAA runs. Our goal has always been to compete like champions and get better today than we were yesterday. And our kids have done a nice job of compartmentalizing that, I think.
Your next question is from the line of Chris LeBlanc with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Thank you, Krista.
I tell you, I know you've had the talent, but it's still kind of young talent this year. So I'm just kind of wondering, just as the season's gone along, what do you think's really – is there anything in particular that's kind of stood out that's like the light switch that's kind of come on for this group, or is it just kind of their maturity coming in?
Well, you're obviously going to get better as you mature, and I think a young team has a higher ceiling. In terms of that, you're going to see, progressive growth. With this group, I think, it's been a little up and down, Chris. I think offensively, we've been pretty solid most of the year and most of conference play. It's defensively where, we've kind of ridden that roller coaster a little bit. When we're good, we're pretty good defensively, and we just kind of lose focus from time to time. But I see us getting better as a whole in that department, and I thought it showed this last weekend. So, Ruthie is continuing to get better, and Sabrina continues to grow, and all the other kids. Satu's come in and made a huge impact, as well as some of our other freshmen. And you can see how they're just being more and more comfortable as the season goes along. So, I don't know if we've made huge strides, but just that natural progression.
Yeah. I tell you who's really stood out to me, and she's always been a key, but she's really stepped up. For me, it's been Maite and her game. What are some of the differences you've seen in her in just a year?
Oh, I think her confidence is just off the charts. I thought leading her Spanish team to the U20 championship, European championship this last year was huge for her. She came back in better shape, more confident. She's worked her butt off. I think her game has expanded. She's looking to shoot more. She's looking to be a lot more offensive. I think she's the best player in the conference and one of the best in the country in the pick and roll game. And she's been a better leader. And I think when she's on the floor, I tell people I think she's our most important player. And when she's on the floor, it allows Sabrina to not have to bring up the ball, not have to get us into our offenses. And she's just so good at that. And, clearly our rock and our most important player.
Yeah. Real quick, I forgot to ask you, when at the home game, the UCLA game, I think it was, were they leg cramps that she went down with? I forgot to ask you.
Yeah. I tell our kids all the time they got to hydrate.
I know.
And she, late in that game, had cramps in both legs. So she's fine.
Okay. Okay, good.
And learned a lesson. Hydrate, Krista, even though you're on the sideline, you got to
hydrate,
kid.
Exactly. Hydrate. Always by the water. There you go. Thanks, Kelly.
You got it.
Coach, that's all the time we have this morning for questions.
Okay.
Thanks so much.